Next up, the US President Barack Obama has issued a challenge to the next generation of political leaders in Northern Ireland. During his visit, he urged young people to forge a new identity that is about being from Northern Ireland as opposed to Unionist or Sinn Féin. He also said they should decide the country as a whole is more important than any particular faction or any particular flag. The commentator David McCann with us today. Morning to you, David.
Morning, Stephen.
So a new identity based on being from Northern Ireland, is that realistic? What's he talking about?
Well, I mean, I would just point out that we actually did have a political party set up here that actually was based on, founded on the premise that there was a great Northern Ireland identity out there, NI21 it was called, and that there were these people out there who wanted to aspire to this, and that there were these people who weren't being represented, and when they went to the polls, they were rejected. Ultimately, we do have plenty of parties that espouse a Northern Irish type identity. There are plenty of parties here, by the way, that that don't have a strong position on the constitutional question at all. You've got the Alliance Party, the Green Party, and so on and so forth. So, so in terms of President Obama's comments, I think it just really reveals a bit of the disengagement that he's always had and displayed in regards to the Northern Ireland peace process.
Yeah, and when he says that this new identity is as being from Northern Ireland as opposed to Unionist or Sinn Féin, I wonder how many people are sitting at home that if there was a political party that represented them along those lines, that's what they would want.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, look, the proof of the pudding is we're going to be going to the polls in less than 2 weeks' time, and not to presume the outcome, but I guarantee you that 90%+ of the vote, I'll put a £10 bet on with you now, Stephen, that 90%+ of the vote will go towards those type of parties, towards parties that have a strong constitutional position, and the remaining 10% will go to those who don't. I think it's fair enough that Barack Obama is making a charge to a younger generation to seek to improve things and to maybe view things a bit differently. And the question was, it was a response to a question from a young lady called Cleona McCarney, who asked him about this. However, I just think that just simply wishing and hoping that this happens is a bit misguided. And in terms of that, if you're going to try and get a new approach, you're better focusing on the people who are in power now, because, you know, how many decades have we gone along, Stephen, and people saying, oh, the younger generation will sort that out, or the generation behind will sort that out? It tends to be that a lot of younger people do predominantly pick up the habits of the generation that came before them politically. And whilst, yes, there are some differences, particularly on social issues amongst younger people, in terms of constitutional issues, I still see a lot of younger people having those strong constitutional views.
You see, here you're talking about younger people. I think this is a question for all age groups in Northern Ireland, that when they vote, how many people, no matter what age they are in Northern Ireland, are voting for policy these days. And I guess this is why we're drilling into all of these party political manifestos on the Nolan Show. How many people are actually voting for policy, the issues they think are going to change their daily lives, compared to the big picture, the particular flag, the particular faction? And that's definitely not a question just for young people.
No, absolutely. You're absolutely right. Because, of course, the big problem with younger people is that they tend not to vote. You can have big issues out there that they care about in terms of the environment and things like that. But the problem is they just don't vote in large enough numbers to impact that policy. But I do think, it is up to, like, you know, for example, older people, you know, parents of these children, you know, what kind of future, what kind of country do you want to leave behind for your kids? And particularly older people as well, you know, what policies are you voting for to make your family's life better? And the problem is that, you know, you've been doing your manifesto drill downs, even on Slugger, we've been doing some reviews of party manifestos. And the problem is a lot of people just don't take a lot of interest in it. They don't sit and read through the 40 or 50 pages of policies. And largely when they go on a show like yours and they can't explain how these things add up, in some cases, like you've just played right there, It does actually allow people to kind of shrug their shoulders and go, well, do you know what? What's the point? I'll just go back to what I know.
Question to all of you listening at home this morning. Do you think we will get to the stage in Northern Ireland where more people stop voting along the traditional divide? that being their sole reason, if not their priority reason. 0-30-30, 80-55-55. Of course, the programme that Tara Mills and I presented, the Good Friday Agreement Generation programme that was on last week, some people interpreted there was definitely a mood from that programme which reflected a wider view of young people that possibly change is coming. Who knows? Ryan Hall from Friends School in Lisburn, you were in that programme, Ryan. Do you detect that mood among your generation?
Yes, certainly. I think my generation would like to see a change of almost the political goalposts, in a sense. We want a clear and defined goal. And, you know, certainly from studying politics, from being someone who has an avid interest in it, there's almost a sense of, you know, discontent and almost feeling a wee bit let down, if you can kind of empathise with that. We would definitely, as you'd suggest, like to see maybe a bit of change and move forward. And certainly, I mean, from a personal point of view, I would actually say that the comments made by Mr. Obama were very justified.
So do you think there isn't enough choice?
Well, I mean, if you look at it, really, if you're talking about certainly in the Assembly, you have your mainstream Unionist Party, having just left, the UUP have just left, so that offers a bit of choice. You have your two Nationalist parties and a centre-ground party. I think a problem at the minute is, and it's certainly a problem that I've kind of encountered, you know, as a first-time voter, is that the two Unionist parties and the two Nationalist parties, there's basically nothing, personal opinion again, to separate them. Now, whenever I look at that in a sense of, right, who am I going to vote for? And I'm not someone who identifies with any one particular Nationalist or Unionist background. I'm kind of centre-ground. I'm happy to see what happens. But if I'm thinking, okay, I want to vote for the Union because the economic state of the Republic at the minute isn't great, let's think. I have the Democratic Unionist Party and the Ulster Unionist Party, and I have two that I want to vote for. If I vote DUP, then in my books, because I wouldn't vote DUP, personal opinion once again, but that in my books is me yelling out. Well, personally, I just feel that the DUP don't prioritise as such. I mean, certainly last year, something that put me off last year a lot was whenever I went to see the West End production of Jesus Christ Superstar at the Opera House in Belfast, and there were members of the DUP party protesting, and I just thought to myself, this is very backwards.
The DUP have no policy on that issue, do they? Let me ask you this. Do you think politics can change your life in Northern Ireland? Like, do you really think if you engage that politics can change your outcome in Northern Ireland?
Well, outcome in Northern Ireland, I think, and as the gentleman before me alluded to, it is all about, you know, casting your vote, making your decision. You know, it's not just a case of me going out with my personal opinions and I'm going to change the world, I'm going to change Northern Ireland for the better. It needs to be in motion. It needs to be what even Mr. Obama was talking about when he said he wants a party or the leaders to have, you know, a new identity. It needs to be a collective sort of motive. I don't think that one person could do anything. I think it needs to be a group of people, be it maybe they don't have the same intentions, maybe they don't have, which is perfectly fine, which is what you'd expect. If everybody kind of comes out and says, this is what I want, and if the voter turnout increases and whatnot, then yeah, I think there can be a real difference, but okay, at the moment I don't think there is.
Ran, thank you. Right, Nigel's next. Morning, Nigel.
Hi, Stephen, how are you?
Go ahead.
Yeah, the comments from Obama and the guy before who said 90% will vote orange and green, and that's almost definitely true. The problem is that there's less and less people who vote. I mean, I just done a postal vote because I'm going to be away, and there was just, you know, the kids were at the table, and they haven't got a clue. And we're talking about, you know, 20, 18, 16-year-old kids. They just, I mean, even who are the IRA, who are the UVF, is that the same as the DUP, who are the SDLP? It's just a wall of acronyms. They haven't got a clue, have no interest. They don't, I'm the kind of person who comes on phone-in shows and talks. We talk about politics, but my kids have no interest in that kind of stuff at all. You know, policy matters, health, education, that kind of stuff, that would interest them. They're going to go.
Yeah, but if you're saying that, then why doesn't that apply to older people too? Like, why the difference? If you're saying there is a fundamental difference, and it's an if, right? But if it's your view that there is a massive difference between that younger voting, excuse me, generation and the older one, why? What's changing? Why are they changing?
Well, I suppose you know, if you go back to, right, my father's the generation of the Second World War, and he cares about things about, you know, I go to Germany, I go to Japan, I like Germans, I like Japan, Japanese people. I'm scared to tell my dad that because he just doesn't, you know, he's scarred by that, and Japan and Germany are bad people. You kind of go, well, Dad, that's like, what, 60, 70 years ago. You know, my life experience isn't his, so older people have a different life experience than younger people.
So in other words, Ben Lawrie, deputy editor of the newsletter, it's the older people in this country who have lived through the Troubles. The younger generation hasn't, so maybe that different priority, that different list of priorities, we're going to start seeing coming through in politics when they do start voting in numbers.
Yeah, there are going to be changes. And about the generational thing, I did a story about 15 years ago with about divisions in North Belfast. And then it was the older generation, the guy there was talking about Second World War generation, it was the older generation who were sort of less divided and less bitter because they remembered a time before the Troubles. So I suppose what you could say is that a lot of the people, the bulk of the voters, or certainly the voters over 40, still remember the Troubles, and the orange-green is the main thing. But I do think that will change, although it's really, really complex time because orange and green is going to be big for a long time. I'm saying that the orange and green divide will move away, but the problem is so many people, even though they have utterly different views on issues such as gay marriage and issues such as abortion, they still fundamentally are concerned about things like where the first ministership goes.
We need to be careful also about romanticising about how young people think differently, and they're focused all on policy. I'm thinking back to the flag protests. There would have been quite a few young people on the streets, wouldn't there? And also, If you look at, you know, riots over recent years in Northern Ireland, quite a few young people out on the streets during riots and disorder as well. We need to be really careful here.
Yes, and I think another thing that people are probably loath to say is that there is a big class element to this. People who are, you know, more middle class are more likely to not want to vote along orange and green lines. I think that, you know, it's been very apparent in some of the elections that I have seen recently and in some of the ways that people respond. And, you know, in some disadvantaged areas, you know, people are the more likely to be unemployed and things like that, and more attracted to potentially more hardline politics.
Okay, Ben, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you. Tara Connolly from Assumption Grammar School in Ballinahinch. Hello, Tara.
Hello, Stephen.
What do you think?
Well, in terms of President Obama's comments, I actually would agree with him. And I think that contrary to some of the beliefs of people that have previously spoken before me, I think that there is a desire in young people to want to create that new identity. The examples of young people that are taking politics into their own hands and creating new parties, but that they don't agree with the green and orange divide, I think show need or want in young people to forge that new identity that President Obama was talking about. But I think a problem in Stormont is that it's quite unfortunate that our government is established in a way that facilitates division.
What's the most important thing to you in this election, Tara?
I think, for me personally, I want a party that, if I voted for a party, I would want them to remain in government for the entire term. I would want there to be an actual flow of government as opposed to stop and start in new agreements and more arguing about the same old issues. The parties that are in the executive at the moment seem to serve the troubled generation and aren't moving forward with the generation that are coming after the troubles.
Tara, thank you very much indeed. David McCann, thank you.